What? Oh, no, I don't want to do it this way. Hey, guys! This is an advertisement for audible.com. It's a website you can go to. Audible.com.
One more time?
Audible.com.
Oh, nice. What can you find on Audible?
Audio books. They're books for your ears. People read them to you.
Oh, shit.
You can get your first 30 days of the Audible Listener Gold Membership Plan free. It includes one audiobook credit.
Oh, so if you go to trailertrashpodcast.wordpress.com and click on the link, you can get a free 30-day trial for what?
For free.
What?
That's right. It's called the Audible Listener Gold Membership Plan.
Oh, shit.
And by going to our website and clicking on the Audible banner, you can get a free book that would normally cost you $14.95 a month, you guys. You're getting it for free. What a great deal.
Yeah,
what a great deal.
What a great deal. And they have over 100,000 titles on that website. So go to trailertrashpodcast.wordpress.com, click on the audible.com banner, and start your free trial today. And now this.
Chronic, make me paranoid, baby.
Is it true that there is a place in a man's head that if you shoot it, it will blow up?
He's got a beautiful bedroom.
That's... Oh, he got all of that one.
Damn, we're in a tight spot.
Just one moment, please. All systems are functional.
Probably starts at 12. It goes pretty late.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey.
We're back.
Hi. I kind of just want to... We shouldn't just go into the show.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, we can roll in.
We didn't really need to do all that.
Let's do this.
Yeah,
no, I'm just saying it just in general.
Yeah,
just
in general.
For now,
yeah.
Because I like this little conversation we had beforehand, and then I can just fade it in.
Yeah, that works for me.
Yeah, we're talking about...
Done and done.
Well, we're talking
about 222.
Tomorrow night, because it's Monday, January 21st, 2013. So tomorrow night, 222.
Happy Martin Luther King Day.
No idea.
Or did we miss it?
I think it was today.
Last week.
I think it was... No, it's today.
I'm not teaching this year, and I don't know.
Well, we record a week in advance.
I don't even know the days anymore.
I don't have my sweet ass Galaxy 2 Note 2 over there.
I feel like I'm in Primer right now. I don't know what's happening.
Primer?
Yeah.
Mm. Welcome to Trailer Trash. I'm your host, Mike Bauer. Joined with me, as always,
Garrett Smith.
And joining, who had a wonderful long weekend here at my house, locked up to my air conditioner that's sitting on the floor.
Yes.
Comedian Chip Chantry.
I'm breathing in the Freon, and I like it.
Yes.
I like it now.
It's a free high.
It is. It totally is.
It's better than what your pharmacist can give you.
Happy Martin Luther King Day, guys.
Hey!
Yeah, we didn't miss it.
All right.
We should have done
it. I feel like Ebenezer Scrooge, like I finally woke up.
Yeah.
I've been here all week, and I woke up, and I didn't miss Martin Luther King Day!
Martin Luther King Day, as we said, and he was a stand-up guy, wasn't he?
He was a stand-up guy.
Talking about stand-up guys, today we're rating the movie Stand-Up Guys.
Yeah.
With Al Pacino, Alan Arkin, and Christopher Walken, directed by Fisher Stevens.
From Short Circuit.
Yes.
And the Mario Brothers movie.
And Lost.
And Always Sunny.
Always Sunny.
And Key West, that shitty one-season filler on Fox in 1991, I'm going to say.
But it sounds like you watched the whole thing.
No, I just remember that... It's like one of those things where when you're like 13, you're like, this is gonna be my new identity. Like I'm gonna watch, and I watched like the first episode and a half, and I'm like, all right, I'm on to something new now.
Yeah,
because it was just awful.
It's just so funny to think of. All right, so 1993, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Fisher Stevens was in a show called Key West.
Yes.
The same year that the Phillies lost the World Series, mm-hmm. and also the same year that Crystal Pepsi. Was stopped.
Is that when? Oh man, that was a rough year for everybody.
That was a terrible, terrible year for everybody.
Wow,
20 years ago.
Yeah,
we were watching this trailer, and Garrett and Chip seemed to be into it.
I saw your disdain, Michael.
Michael.
And I.
It's only because you're opening for Chelsea Peretti and Bob Saget that let you call me Michael.
Okay, I apologize. Yeah, it's gonna go one of two ways, as I guess anybody does. But I liked it, and I think it has some legs. But it's gonna be very.
It's these three fucking guys, man. Like, what? How could you put these three guys in a movie and it not be awesome?
Yeah,
that's my thing.
I mean, I think they're Fisher Stevens kind of fell into this one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm afraid of. Is like, if it was a different director, maybe they could have made it work. It just looked like, all right. So the movie, like, it gets off and Al Pacino's getting out of jail. Christopher Walken set to kill him by somebody else. That's how the premise of the whole movie.
Actually,
so
kind of like that premise.
Well,
to be honest,
but he tells him he's going to kill him. Yeah. So basically, he tells him, he's like, "What do you want to do for your last hours?" And he's like, and they take over the town and they get Alan Arkin out of jail or out of his home that he's in. And I do like the whole thing is they're in the car and he's like, "Where's the keys?" He's like, "It's not keys. You just push the button." He goes, "Oh, that's the future." I'm like, "Oh, that's where it threw me off. Like right there."
Yeah.
I was like, "I'm out."
Yeah.
And then they like show him joyriding.
Alan Arkin is old enough that I'm like, I will buy that line. Like, I'm in for that. I'm like, all
right. You know? But then he was like really good at driving.
That's
like,
true. We clearly got in a car chase immediately.
Yeah.
And we had just seen him with a respirator on, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of me feels like it's kind of a takeoff on, do you remember? I think it was called Tough Guys.
Yeah, I remember Tough Guys.
Tough Guys with Burt Lancaster and Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas. Yep.
And where it was the same kind of thing, except one's not going to put a bullet in the other guy's
head.
But I think that added the twist that I was like, all right, this is.
Yeah, I kind of like that as a premise. Like, yeah. I think that's kind of interesting.
And that's why I could never be a gangster either. I had dreams. I actually had this dream just the other day where I somehow got involved with a mob. And, like, all my friends around me were getting killed, and I knew I was going to be next, so I just had to run. I literally remember calling my mom on the phone, being like, I just want to say goodbye, because I'm going to get shot. Like, that was my dream. And, like, I could never be a gangster, because I'd be like, all right, just leave.
Yeah.
You just go. Just run off.
Yeah.
And I could never do it. Yeah,
that's Miller's Crossing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I love all these guys, but I just recently watched Seven Psychopaths. It's Colin Farrell.
Yeah, and, how was that?
It's really funny.
Yeah.
It's by the director who did it in Bruges.
Yeah.
Which I was actually thinking of that one, too, because that was the same kind of concept, which is amazing.
I love that movie.
It's not as good as in Bruges.
Okay.
But it's smarter than in Bruges. Like,
because
it's really self-aware. It's basically the director is the main character in the movie. And it's played by Colin Farrell, where he's trying to write a movie called Seven Psychopaths.
Okay.
And then, so basically, as it goes on, you start finding out, like, about his characters, and you can't really spoil anything, because there's a little twist.
Sure.
But it's just so self-aware about what's going on in the movie, because you're like, oh, this could never happen in a movie, and then it happens, like, kind of in the movie, like, as it's going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as they're going, like, there's one line in there that doesn't really spoil it, is that Sam Rockwell's, like, he's like, this will be a great place for a final shootout, and then it references it in the end of the movie,
where the whole thing
kind of comes back, and it's just like, oh, it's awesome.
Right.
But Christopher Walken's amazing in it. Like, he's just so funny. And, like,
I honestly feel like his work, like, continues to get better for me. Like, which is weird.
He
you
definitely
know?
Does. I mean,
but I think he just gets better all the time.
Like, you can throw him, like, the simplest line, and it always comes out funny. Like, the way he says, because there's a line in Seven Psychopaths that he says one word, and it's just like, you're just like, Walken.
I think it's the ghost of Natalie Wood is still kind of chasing him. I think that's what it is. Because they just came out the other day. Like, it's still like an open case.
Yep.
So he's like, I got to keep working.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just like all three of these guys so much. And I like the idea of the three of them in a movie together.
I think Alan Arkin's going to die in the movie. That's a prediction of mine.
Like in real life, he'll be like,
like, in the movie. No, not died when the movie comes out. No, like, in the movie, like, they rescue him, and then he's, like, living out his final thing, and just happens.
Well, because wasn't he, like, on, like, a... like
yeah,
an
yeah,
Oscar,
yeah
he an
looked
Oscar
like he was
mask.
Dying.
And then he drove a car.
Right,
so
exactly,
like,
yeah. And who was the boss, the bad guy, the guy
yeah,
who
I was trying to figure that out, because I recognize him.
Yeah, I
and I just
remember.
Watched something with him in it recently. Oh, he's in The Thing.
Okay.
Carpenter's The Thing. He's the doctor guy that gets his hands bitten off and
okay.
chest opens up.
Yeah.
That's what I know him from.
Mark Margolis.
I have no idea. That sounds like it could be him. Bill Burr is apparently
Bill Burr's
in
it. Yeah, Mark Margolis. Yeah.
Yeah, Mark Margolis.
Bill Burr's in it. That's interesting.
Bill Burr always ends up in some of these like roles because like in Breaking Bad, he has like a recurring role in there just being like the like funny bodyguard.
Yeah.
And it's like he's like the best character because he's just so dry and you like you know he's like just there because he's funny.
I guess but, I haven't got that far yet.
Well, it's not really spoiling.
No, I know.
Just, he works for Saul, so it's just like he's been in.
I've only seen season one so far.
Oh, well,
that's where I'm at too. Yeah.
I love season one.
Yeah.
Well, saying Bill Burr's in the show doesn't really spoil anything,
which you have.
I know, which is that's on my agenda. Yeah.
Now you can go back and rewatch all the episodes of Arrested Development,
which I've seen so many times. It's amazing.
But it doesn't matter. You can watch that show over and over again.
That's another one that I really think. Hurwitz took a page out of the Zucker guys that we were talking about the other day because it
joke
was
after
like,
joke after
it
joke
was joke after joke and just so smart and
I'm really excited for the new season because
I can't wait. That's the reason we got Netflix was because we just moved and we're deciding do we get cable, do we get Netflix, and we're like fuck cable, but like, we're like we got to get Netflix for April or May or whatever.
Yeah, it's May, but I'm really excited that they're dropping all the episodes at once. They release all the titles and what order they're going to be in, and it just looks amazing because it just says one of the episodes, like the third episode or fourth episode in, it just says Job, and then you go through the whole thing, and then the last episode just says Job 2, and you're like oh. It's going to be fucking amazing. If he's like the last thing that they're going to go right into the movie, you know that episode's brilliant.
And the movie is happening, right?
It's not official yet.
It's not official, but the reason why they're doing the Netflix thing is there's also another rumor is that if the show does so well and it still picks up the thing, Netflix will pick it up for another season. Because Netflix has
I would rather have that than a movie.
Me too.
Yeah, but I think it opens up for a lot because their first show that Netflix put out, I forget what it was called, but it did really well.
Lilyhammer.
Yeah, Lilyhammer, and they're doing another season. And then they just released this new one called Black and Orange, and it's like about a female penitentiary, and they already picked that up for like another season afterwards.
Oh, okay.
So, and I think that the deal with Netflix and all the people loved it, like Jason Bateman said, he's like, we have the freedom that we can still go do movies and be able to shoot this thing, and it doesn't matter because it just goes on Netflix and anybody can watch it whenever they want to,
which is great.
Their ratings just go on that.
I love
that
release schedule.
Because they probably could shoot it like a movie.
Well,
basically.
So here's the only thing that's going to be weird about this. I was reading about how they had to structure this season. So all of the actors, and you know, there's like 12 main characters, are contractually obligated to various like studios and stuff right now for television programming and movies and whatnot. And those contracts stipulate certain things about what they can and can't do like otherwise. So the way they had to structure the season is a lot of the characters are not going to be in every episode.
That's what I heard. They're going to kind of focus on...
But it's towards the end is where they all start coming in. I think it's like...
As far as I understand it, there will not be an episode in this season where all of the characters are in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, but you really don't need all the characters in the same place.
Which is fine. I agree.
Because even in the show itself, like with like a Lucille and Buster kind of thing, like... Their dynamic is so well together, and you could basically put two of those characters in the same room together, and you could have
it's gonna work.
Yeah,
I agree. That's totally fine. But what I was saying was, as far as making more seasons go and things like that, like they do eventually have to get to a point where they get the entire cast back together for one last hurrah, which I assume would be the movie.
I
feel like you can't make like season after season after season where you just can't get these people all together.
Or once
once
the show's out and they're all done their contract things, is then shoot a season
They might
give them the money to do that, like if they can pay them to do the do the show. Because you see like a lot of these actors and stuff. I started watching this web series called Burning Love. I really want to watch that.
It's
so funny. But you see all those like
I love Camerino, man.
Yeah, it's the same thing as like you have all these major actors that are all doing other things. Like Kristen Bell's in like the first couple episodes. And it's just really funny. Like the whole twist is that like since it's a web series, it's so short that they can still get these people to do it. And I think the best part of the is Natasha Leggero. It has like the best running.
Oh, she's great. So funny.
So funny. Have you ever met her?
Yes. I was on, I auditioned for Last Comic Standing.
Oh.
As my alter ego, Bing Supernova.
I've seen the name come up, and that's, that's
Bing
you?
Bing is me. And Bing's a little over the edge. Bing is basically, Bing Supernova is my alter ego. I wrote it just for open mics and stupid shit, and I figured I'd just do it once or twice. It's all the jokes that were either too offensive, too stupid, or too bizarre that I would do myself on stage. So I just threw them all in one, and I had a Max Fisher outfit because I was Max Fisher one year for Halloween. So I put on the beret and the glasses, and I just and I kind of dressed up a little bit, and I basically had this faux British accent and just yell at the crowd and say these awful one-liners. And so that's who Bing Supernova is.
Can you give us one of those?
One of Bing's... this is one of my favorite ones, and it's one of the most... this is one of my favorite ones. Lesbians are like cancer. Because my pop-up fought them both and lost. So that's... That's Bing. Just came into the room for a second, and then he just left.
So you actually auditioned for Last Comic Standing as Bing?
So what happened was, I got... This was like... It was the season where it was Natasha, Greg Giraldo, before he passed away, and Andy Kindler were the three judges. Uh-huh. And... I got a closed audition. It was because, you know, you could go stand there for like 18 hours. Or I was lucky enough to get a closed audition through Helium. Mm-hmm. They sent up like 8 or 10 guys.
Sure.
You know, because NBC like asked, you know, a couple of clubs. So they sent a couple of us up. And I went up and I was like, you know what? They're, you know, it's Last Comic Standing. They're looking for certain caricatures. And like, I'm just a regular dude. I'm not going to stand out. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to say, fuck it. And do this goofy character.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna make it. I'm not gonna advance, but I'll get on the crazy reel.
Yeah,
and like
yeah.
at least I'll
did you get extra on?
So here's what happened. So I go up and I do the closed audition just for the three of them.
Yeah.
And like the crew, you know, is there, and that's it. And I'm at Gotham in the big room, but it's just me. Yeah. And I go up there and I end up doing well, and like the crew is laughing their asses off. Like it was crazy.
Yeah.
And and I can't remember. Oh, this is awful. And I should know. And I, as a comedian, Dane Cook's manager, who was, he's like everybody's manager, the real tall guy, blonde guy.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Who's like the producer of the
show?
Sure,
sure.
He came up to me afterwards. He was like, "You're really funny."
Yeah.
And and they're like, I figured Kindler would like it right away because he's goofy.
Yeah.
He was definitely on the Barry Katz.
Yeah, Barry Katz. Okay, Barry Katz.
And Kindler was actually on the fence. Giraldo like loved it.
I was
such a Giraldo fan. And Natasha was like on the fence, and she's like, "Yeah, I guess I'd like to see more of you." And I was like, "I'd like to see more of you." And so they advanced me to the next day, and I'm like,
"Jesus Christ!"
I was like, "I can't believe this." So they filmed me doing all this footage of like me like walking into the club.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like yelling at the production assistants, like screaming at them, and they think it's great. You know, so I'm doing this whole thing. I'm like, I'm making the crazy reel. Like, this is great.
Yeah.
So I go back the next day, the next night, and it's like packed house, and it's just crazy. And I go up there, and I had a killer set. Like, I think everybody kind of had a killer set, being Supernova doing this, and I still remember one of my favorite jokes is the Washington Redskins is the most racist name in sports, second only to the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, really, who refers to Jews as Falcons anyway? And I just remember Kindler and Giraldo looking at each other and just losing it. I'm like, this is the highlight of my career.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't advance, but I made it to the second round. So I was I was happy.
Yeah.
Ended up watching it. You saw my face for a split second. That's all that made
it.
So,
damn it.
That happened to a friend of mine. My friend's girlfriend auditioned for The Voice, and they brought him out, and they did The Voice in Hollywood and stuff, and they filmed like this whole thing of like a day like of them and telling the whole backstory of how they got there.
Yeah.
And literally they were on the show for 5 seconds, and they said they were going to have a whole 15-minute spot because they didn't get on, and then TV just fucked him over.
I think that happened to Joe List, who's a really funny comic. He opens for it's awful. I can't believe it. He just opened for Goldman at Helium.
Yeah.
He's a feature act, and he features for
Don Cheadle.
No, Don Cheadle. When Don Cheadle
comes Pardo?
He was on Louis. He's on Louis a lot. Older Nick DePaul.
DePaul.
He opens for DePaul all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
that
Joe,
guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But Joe List is so funny, and he made it to like the semifinals, basically.
Yeah, wow.
Like made it all the way through all these things, and he was totally cut.
Holy shit. I guess it's just because the story.
But who are the people that came out of that? Because I know there was like a bunch of comics. Because there's a lot of like normal comics that are kind of just already mainstream that made it through that whole thing, like that were on there.
Yeah.
Who was it? Was that, or what was the other show? Was because Todd Glass was on one of them, wasn't he?
Todd Glass was on the first one. Him and Goldman.
But they were already names at the time.
Exactly. So they picked names.
Yeah, they kind of went through. Because I remember seeing like
Benson was on one of the seasons.
Yeah, Doug Benson was on there. But then he said they wanted to leave the whole time. He's like, I don't even want to be here, because he's like, I can't get high all the time.
Yeah.
Because like they watch you like crazy, because they don't want you Glass died over. So he's like, I'm trying to do my jokes and I can't do them because I'm not high. It's not funny to me. Because that's what I love about Doug's stand up is he'll just go up there and he'll just be like, yeah, and then, like, there's no like punchline for some of the jokes, and he's just kind of laughing to himself.
Right.
And you're like, that's what makes it funny, because it's just Doug Benson. He relies on the crowd to do all the work for him now.
Yeah,
because he's like, and that's why like when I met him, like when we saw him, and you talked to him after the show, but I talked to him like when he was outside with us, and he just walks up and he's just kind of all straight faced, and he's just like, and we were talking to the manager Helium. What's his name?
Jeff.
He was outside and he was talking to Doug, and we were like, So is Doug a nice guy? And he's like, yeah, he's a great guy. He's like, always on time. Point it. The show starts when it has to, like, exactly when it has to. And I was like, I just stand back and let it go.
Yeah.
He's like, if we're filming, like, recording the podcast for him, he has the set schedule. Like, we let him do his thing.
Yeah.
He's like, every time he comes back, he's like one of the nicest people in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, is there not, are not all comics very nice?
No, it's amazing. Like, most of the big guys, especially like the guys that I work with, 99% of the guys are amazing.
Yeah.
And then there's the there's few guys who are assholes. But the funny thing is, everybody knows that they're assholes. Like, of all like the guys that have come through Helium that I know, that are, you know, the big, like, you know, Bill Burr and all, all those guys. Yep. Bill, like, the nicest guy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a few guys, but like everybody knows. They're like, oh, is so and so coming through? Yeah, he's a dick, isn't he? And we're like, yeah, he was. Like, so it's like, so like, it just doesn't pay to be a dick.
A dick, yeah.
Because everybody finds out. Yeah.
What is that? What like, what are your thoughts? Because you're going to be opening for Bob Saget.
And yeah.
What are your thoughts? You never met him before.
No, I haven't.
But yeah. What do you, like, you know, are you going to think that you're going to actually meet him there? Like, I don't know what he's probably like now, like, if he's, like, kind of standoffish and doesn't want any part
of
it.
Yeah, I would assume and I would hope. And you don't know until you're there. I've heard that he's a really nice guy.
Yeah. Well, I hear that, he just kind of just doesn't like to be talked about the Full House thing.
Yeah.
He's like, that's over with.
Exactly. So, and it's usually, like, especially out in Portland, like, well, the green room, both of the Heliums, but the one out in Portland.
Is that where you're doing the show?
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
Helium? Did Helium here hook you up with out there? Like,
yeah.
They sent the word?
Yeah, so they... Yeah.
Did they open up a new one in Buffalo?
Yeah, I'm going out there in a couple weeks, too.
Who are you opening for there?
I don't know yet. They're looking between two dates, because a lot of times it depends on if the headliner brings their own feature. Mm-hmm. If not, then I'll go out and feature for them. But, so I don't know yet, but so it's a really, like... And you're with the person for the whole week. So, like, there are some guys who are super standoffish, but usually it's not the big guys. So usually, like, some of the guys, you know, some guys got a chip on their shoulder or whatever, and they won't talk to anybody. And which you understand, too, because, like, some people, it's like, some of these guys are on the road constantly, and they're just, like, it can be depressing, you know? Mm-hmm. So some people don't. And other people, they come in once a year or whatever, these headliners, and it's like their family, from Wednesday to Saturday, is... The wait staff, the managers, the other comedians. So you really, like, get to know. Like, I worked with, when I was out in Portland last year, I worked with Tom Wilson.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, I love him.
Who is literally...
I heard he's actually, like hilarious. Like, his sets are great.
Really
he's
funny guy.
He's been on Todd Glass Show.
Yeah.
And they talk about him all the time.
Yeah, like, and he's from Philly. Really funny guy. Super nice guy. Like, literally, and he has the reputation of being the nicest guy, and he is, like, the nicest, friendliest guy. It was like, it was like seeing, like, my cool cousin or uncle, you know, like just, and I never met him before. I walked right in, and he's one of those guys where you just hit the ground, especially he found out I was from Philly, so it was like 5 minutes
in. You have everything to talk about. Like, the first thing, Wawa, is like the first thing that
comes
up.
Exactly, exactly. And he was the guy, too, where we finished on Saturday night. Sunday morning, he flew down to Burbank, you know, back because he lives in California, and I drove from, because I rented a car, and I drove from Portland up to Seattle, because I was doing a week in Seattle the next week. And he told me to go out. He's like, oh, go out, take the time, since you have a couple days. You know, take like 6 hours, go out to the ocean. You can see Astoria. You know, do all, you know, go up the beach and all. It's like, beautiful. So I did that. I'm in my hotel in Seattle the next night, and I get this phone call from like this weird number. I picked it up, and he's like, "Hey, it's Tom." He's like, "I'm at my kid's baseball game. I just had to make sure that you made it there safely."
Oh, wow.
And I was like, this is like the nicest. He had no reason.
Holy shit.
And he's like the nicest, coolest guy. And hysterical. Like, so funny.
Like,
and totally clean.
Doing the songs and stuff too, right?
He does the songs. And like, some people get, you know, like, like a guitar act or like a prop comedian. It's all on who it is. There are regular comedians who are awful. There are guitar comics who are
awful. Well, because Bob Saget does that whole thing with playing music in the set, but he does it purposely as not, you're not expecting him to be anything with a guitar.
Exactly.
It's like he'll just sing his songs, but it's just more so just being more offensive than what he already is.
Exactly. And then like Tom Wilson does it, and he does it so well that it's
so like cool. Henry Phillips does that too, and I love Henry Phillips.
Henry Phillips is great.
Because it's so good. It's like he doesn't release comedy albums of him playing guitar, is he'll release studio produced albums of him playing guitar songs. So there's no laugh tracks behind it, and it's just him doing these sad, sad songs, and just his voice is just so funny. Like, and just the way he talks, it's so dry. Did you see Sleepwalk With Me?
Yes.
Loved that.
His scene
in there.
Such a
sad movie. Oh, my God.
But his scene in the movie, and he's just like, I think that she wants to make out with you. He's like, you can totally do that. And he's like, no, I have a girlfriend. He goes, oh, that's real. Like, it's just like kind of a whole thing. And like, just the way he says it, it's just like, oh, all right, that's a Henry Phillips. Because he was in was it Punching the Clown, which is like one of my favorite documentaries.
Yeah.
Or mockumentaries about his whole life, about going from the East Coast to the West Coast of doing comedy that way. And that whole movie, the way he does it, is just so funny. It's just because, like, the shit that you get into, which I'm assuming is true. Like, a lot of his stories must be true about, like, going and doing a stand-up set for a show that you thought was going to be a comedy, and it ends up being, like, a Christian thing. And he starts doing a whole bit and song about Armageddon, and, like, doing coke off a stripper's ass. And, like, it's just so funny. And then he gets, like, kicked out, and then they, like, don't give him enough money. And it's, like, Eddie Pepitone doing his whole thing. Just, like...
Yeah.
That's that's the reason why I want to do comedy.
Right.
We're getting...
Yeah, it's great. I know.
Police
escorts. They're probably looking for me. I've been gone for a week.
I know, dude.
Yeah. Hopefully. Hopefully there's something.
We're talking before. Like, we'll wrap it up in a minute. I know we kind of got sidetracked, but I love talking to you.
This is great. Oh, by the way, can I... I just want to throw something out there. I listened to Alex Grubard's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to fight him on your podcast someday. Can we do that?
I'm totally into that.
Yeah.
Because I always like to... Like, I appreciate you guys having me, and I always like to help a podcast, like... spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think Alex is a great guy. He's a friend of mine. He's a super nice guy, and he's very funny.
Yeah.
But I want to fight him on your podcast.
I'm totally down for that.
I also want to know.
I'm calling him out right now. I want to fist fight him. We will bare knuckle fight while Thin Lizzy's The Boys Are Back in Town on loop. And I'm challenging Alex Grubard to a fist fight right now.
We'll come up with something, and we'll have you guys both on. Yep. We're trying to get some more mics to be able to have, like, multiple guests on.
Yeah.
Because I also want to have your alter ego come in at some point.
And I can talk to him sometime. Just ask him to come in. He's not the friendliest guy, but I can ask.
But, like, we kind of want to turn that in where we're going to have the open door policy, so anybody who wants to stop in has that opportunity to stop in.
Yeah.
Then maybe we'll still do the three episodes. Maybe one episode will be longer than the other, but if we have those guests in, like, this one ended up being, because I just love talking to you. Just, like, your stories are fucking awesome.
And I will challenge Alex Grubard too. Super nice guy, super funny guy.
And I want to let you know,
I want to add some tension.
I will probably see him tonight, and I will extend that thing to you.
Definitely tell him that I want to fist fight him.
I know that you're going to be going on to Dan Scully's podcast, Super Crappy Fun Time.
Yes, I am.
It's not as good as ours.
Definitely not. It's super crappy.
They just won the worst podcast in Philadelphia.
Oh, did they really?
Yes, they did.
But Dan is super excited about it. They don't put any work into their podcast.
Good.
No, but I love Super Crappy Fun Time. I do listen to it. I'm like,
I've been listening to it. I actually like it a lot.
Yeah, it's the whole thing, as I tell them, is that you're 2 hours too long, but it's 2 hours too short at the same time. It's like, I kind of just want them to keep going, because they get on such a tangent.
Did you listen to Falco's episode?
Yeah, it's so funny.
So funny.
Those fucking guys are nuts. I love doing it. And Garrett has one he's going to be doing in April, and I told him I wanted to rebook myself to do one.
Yeah, by the way, I told him I wanted to do their podcast, and they were like, we're free on April 16th. Yeah.
That's what they did to me. I was the other night at Tight 6.
Yeah.
He's like, I want you to do my podcast. I'm like, oh, great. What do you want to do? And I'm good for the next couple of weeks. He's like, yeah, sometimes this spring.
Yeah.
Like, what was really funny is because they're like, oh, Chris Cotton was supposed to be on this week. I don't know if they got him or not, because they do it the same night as ours.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, if... He's like, well, if Chris can't do it, he's like, Chip will always come out and do it. He's like, he'll bump up. And I was like, well, we got Chip this week. So so I love this whole fighting between, like, things.
That's
and
great.
I'm going to be bringing him on. Like, I'm going to be putting him on my
website. I'll fight Alex Grubard. You fight Dan Scully.
I've known Dan for... I went to high school with Dan.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. Like, me and him have been friends for, like, 10, 11 years
now. Yeah.
And I love Dan to death. And,
oh, he's great. He's awesome.
He's also one of the reasons why I wanted to do comedy, is because as a kid, we would sit in his living room and we would watch Mr. Show and just, like, pass out, like, on food comas and, like, being high as shit and just watching.
Right.
While he was straight edge, I was high as shit.
Right.
And doing that stuff. But, let's wrap it up, and then we're next week we have John Del Collis, so it's going to be another crazy
super excited
weekend,
about that
crazy week episodes. Chip, everybody can find you on
Twitter, Chip Chantry, and what else? Oh, Facebook, and Across from the Adonis, my comedy album on iTunes.
We'll put a link up on the
guys.
Page.
Check it out. I'm holding it up again.
Just holding it up. Look. He's holding it up
that
right
joke,
there.
That joke was not funny.
But we kept doing it though.
Visual
I like the visual. Yeah.
Yeah, the visual thing.
That one was.
I like your glasses.
Oh, thanks.
Jokes for the one.
Real quick. Stand up, guys.
Yeah.
The movie that we reviewed.
Oh yeah.
This time.
Yes.
Oh no, I was just wanted to get up into let's talk about stand up, guys.
I was half thinking that maybe it was going to be about stand up. Like, what if like halfway through like the movie, like the guy's got an hour to live and he's like, I kind of always want to do an open mic.
How are you gonna rate it? Many joints?
I'm gonna say I don't know, man. No, I can't tell if I'm interested in this. I feel this way about all these movies.
You do understand what the podcast is about, is that we use the trailers to understand what the comedians are. We never really have to...
I'm aware of that. All right. So. No joints, because I don't know. If I'm going to see this movie, I want to like totally take in these performances. Yeah. I want to see these guys together. So no joints.
This is the type of movie where I would... This is I'm going to classify it as this. I'm going to wait... Because I'm not a theater guy as much. I'm going to wait until Thanksgiving night after everybody goes home and I go home and I'm all by myself and I'm going to watch it and I'm going to get sad and it's going to ruin my holiday. That's how I would do it.
It's going to ruin my holiday.
Well, it comes out on February 1st, so see it on Valentine's Day by yourself.
I'll see it on I'm going to be in Austin, Texas with...
Chelsea.
With Chelsea. I'll watch it. I'll go out at midnight by myself.
You should try to get her to go with you.
Yes.
That would be amazing.
I'm sure that'll work. Do you want to go see a sad movie with the feature act?
I haven't written any movies this week, so I'm not going to even bother that. So you can find Garrett on Twitter at
PhilMadelfia with an F.
And Open Mic Nights, 222, whatever else you go to. Tight 6, Ravens, R-Bar. Go to the R-Bar, man. Roosevelt Bar, it's a new open mic night.
Jess Carpenter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I heard it's really good.
It's fun.
Yes. It's where I did my first
And time. I'm so glad, and I'm going to throw this out there, I'm so glad, and I hope more people find open mics and do open mics, because... The city a couple years ago had some great ones, and then there was such a lull where there was like it was basically just Helium and like kind of Laughs on Fairmount. That was there and Raven, and that's pretty much it. And now all of a sudden there's this resurgence, which is awesome.
That's so Grubard was telling me last week. He was like, "You joined at the right time, man."
That's why I'm joining now because I want to take time away from people. Because
you want to bring it back down to where it was before.
Bring it right
with my offensive humor.
Mike screeching halt.
I got a nickname for real comic. I love it. I'm gushing right now. You can find me on Twitter at Mike Bauer and our podcast at Trailer Trash Pod minus the E. Trailer Trash Podcast at WordPress.com should be .com at some point. So at this time, I know last week we just hit our 3,500th download.
Wow.
For 13 episodes, which I'm kind of proud about.
Nice.
And I sent these guys a text last week about a Django Unchained one that we got. It was almost close to 1,000 downloads already for just one episode.
That's awesome.
Which is, I'm fucking super excited. So I don't know who's listening because nobody's writing reviews. It's being downloaded, and I have proof that it's being downloaded. But I don't care. It's downloading, and we're getting our name out there, and that's awesome. And then we're going to do a live one February 27th at The Fire. Come out. Great night. Chip's going to be there. Dan Scully, Mike Logan, John Dalcott, who will be here next week. And that's about it.
I think that'll do. Chip, did you notice that you just got a very high compliment? A fat bearded idiot in two different flannel shirts said that you're a real comedian.
I know. I wanted to let that slide just because I wanted to let it sink in.
I kind of like your alter ego a little bit more.
Oh, everybody does. No, trust me. No, nobody likes me. Everybody likes Bing.
No, thank you for being here all weekend. We hope to have you back. And we're going to extend that Alex Grubar fight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see him.
That's definitely going
to
happen.
Yeah. He was a blast to have on too, so we'll figure something out.
And then, don't do something douchey like leave for LA before this happens.
Exactly, just like everybody else. I know.
But come back next week, and then we'll see you then. Bye.
Goodbye.